Where are the rest?
Somebody demanded. Swan is with them. The rest are behind us somewhere. We broke up into three groups after we reached the highlands. There were crows around. We didn't want to give them anything obvious to watch. We did the same thing after we left the barges, Sara told me. Did you see many crows? We saw only a few. They might not have been the protectors. The white one keeps turning up. We saw it too. Are you hungry? You kidding? I've been eating your mother's cooking since we left Jaikur. I looked around. People were watching who were not Black Company. They might only be refugees, too, but the enthusiasm of my reception was sure to cause talk. Sara laughed. It sounded more like the laughter of relief than that of good humor. How is Mother? I think there's something wrong, Sara. She stopped being nasty, bitter old Kaigota. Most of the time she's lost inside herself. And those times when she is completely aware, she almost has manners. In here. Sara lifted a tent flap. It was the largest tent in the encampment. And Uncle Doge? A step slower, but still Uncle Doge. He wants me to turn Yuang Bo and be his apprentice. Like I have a lot of free time being Mergen's apprentice. He says it's just because he doesn't have anybody else to pass his responsibilities on to, whatever they are. He seems to think I should sign on before he tells me what for. Did you get the key? We did. Uncle Doge has it in his pack. But Sing got away. Not unexpectedly. Did he turn up here? We picked up rumors along the way that gave me the idea that he was ahead of us and gaining ground. You do still have the girl. Sara nodded. But she's a handful. I think bringing her south again put her in closer touch with Kina. Common sense tells me we should break our promise and kill her. She settled on a cushion. I'm glad you're here. I'm completely worn out. Keeping these people under control when there's so little for them to do. It's a miracle that we haven't had any major incidents. I bought a farm.
You what?
I bought a farm. Not far from the Shadow Gate. They tell me the soil is lousy, but it's a place where most of the men can stay out of sight and keep out of trouble, and even stay busy building houses or working the ground, so we'll eventually be self-supporting. Half the gang is over there now. Most of these guys here would be too, except that Mergen said you were going to arrive today. You made good time. We didn't expect you for several more hours. Does that mean you're all caught up on what's going on in the world outside? I have a particularly talented husband who doesn't always share everything with me, and I don't always share him with the others. And we both probably shouldn't be that way. There's 1,000 things we need to talk about, Sleepy. I don't know where to start. So why not just with... How are you? Chapter 60. The Brotherhood had to begin moving. Goblin burst into the tent uninvited and gasped out the news that Mergen said my fetid arrival had caught the eyes of official informants and had aroused the suspicions of the local authorities. Those folks had been disinclined to